my bills are all late. I haven't paid my taxes yet. Might as well wait. Sit back and relax a bit. Life is short. I'm just trying to make the most of it. I've got the procrastinator's blues. Why do today what could be done tomorrow? There's no rush to pay, so there's no need to borrow. I think I'll stay way down here in the hollow. I've got them procrastinator's blues. Okay, guitar. I agree. Read a book or watch my favorite show. I'll just take a look. Only 10 episodes to go. I'm feeling shook and I think I'll take it slow. I've got them procrastinator's blues. Here it is again. Ooh, I'll do it later. Ooh, I'll do it later. All right, now I've got other things in mind. Ooh, I'll do it later. Ooh, I'll do it later. All right, now I've got other things in mind. I've got them procrastinator's blues. Another verse, and I remembered all the words. It was a burst of brilliance like you've never heard, but it's not done. Procrastinator's blues. Oh yes. Ooh, I'll do it later. Ooh, I'll do it later. All right, now I've got other things in mind. Ooh, I'll do it later. Ooh, I'll do it later. All right, now I've got other things in mind. Thank you.
procrastinator's blues. Ba-ba-ra-na-na-na. Live music here in the studio. Rob Flax is here. Welcome, Rob.
Thank you. Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate being here.
Hard to tell if you were telling the truth during that song. were the words forgotten or not? I think it was all part of the act, folks.
It may have been a farce. It started out as truth, but you know, sometimes songs morph. So it took on a life of its own, I'd like to think, yeah.
Well, you seem to be a master of improvisation, from what I've seen. So
that's literally true. I have a master's degree in contemporary improvisation from the New England Conservatory. So I think I can actually say that. Yeah, I am a master of improvisation. How absurd! What a ridiculous claim to make, but I'll make it. Yeah, sure.
Excellent. Well, you have a brand new CD out.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about it. It's called Distractable Boy. That's me, of course. It's my debut full-length solo record. And I just got the boxes in this morning. The CD release party is tomorrow night. So I haven't even... You know, the procrastinating part might be true because I was waiting to get the shipment in until the day before the CD release concert. That felt prepared for me. There was a little wiggle room in case I missed it by a day, but... By most standards, that's really absurd. So, yeah, I suppose that's not typical. But I have a whole box here, and I haven't looked at them yet. Do you want me to open them on air?
You can if you like, sure.
I'd like to.
This will be a first for our listeners.
Okay.
It's going to be a box of Mariah Carey CDs.
Yeah.
Just wait.
I'm taking a standard issue box opener, a.k.a. house key. I'm cracking it open here. Makes for good Foley anyway, you know, rustling of stuff. Here's the first look at the first one. Sweet. It really did come out exactly the way I was hoping. That's beautiful. This one's for you.
Oh, well, there you go, folks. Now you're going to hear it on the show all the time. Distractable Boy, not to be confused with Excitable Boy. That'd be Warren Zevon.
That's right. I definitely had that thought while I was coming up with that title. You know, there was at least one moment when I sang to myself, Distractable Boy was he. And then I had to remember what it was that I was doing before I thought of that, because I am, of course, fairly distractible. But the record is sort of a capstone of that. It's 10 songs that I've written over the past 5 years or so. And it's really taken me 5 years to actually sit down and finish this record. I had to set hard deadlines for myself and even then extend them a couple times, or else I just never would have quite released it. I've been performing many of these songs live for several years now, but had to nail them down so I could move on. So I'm happy to be doing that. Yeah.
There you go. And by the time folks hear this visit today, the CD will actually be fully out there, and you'll probably even have heard some of the tracks on the show. But yeah, it's out there, folks. And where's it going to be available? At the shows, obviously.
Yes. Best place to get it is at my shows, at least the physical disc. It's also available online, Bandcamp, robflax.bandcamp.com. It'll be on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby. You can stream it on Spotify, all of the other little sites that I assume someone uses somewhere, Deezer, Tidal, all of... Well, actually, I don't know if it's on Tidal. I'll have to double-check to see. I upload it to one aggregator, and they distribute it to almost anything you can think of. So anywhere music is sold, let's say that.
There you go.
And if it's not there, then that site is not that cool.
Very good. And it's ROBFLAX, folks, if you're looking them up online. If you want to go right to the website, you can probably sell them through there too, right?
Yes, absolutely. RobFlax.com. There, it's all there. Probably linked to the other site. I have to decide if it's worth setting up a whole merch page of my own to avoid giving someone else a cut, or if it looks better to send it through theirs. This is really my first time doing this in terms of putting out a record and going through all the official businessy channels of the correct way to get sync licensing and royalty payments set up and all that nonsense.
That's all beyond me.
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah, I could be making tens of dollars, and who knows?
Well, we hope you do, at least.
I hope so, too.
Well, maybe we can get you to play another one.
Sure, yeah. I'll mix it up on the instruments. That last one was on a Martin D16 that I found at a thrift store in Boston, believe it or not.
Really?
And all my instruments have some kind of story. Maybe I'll switch over to a mandola that has a story too. This is an instrument that belonged to my uncle-in-law, who passed away about a year ago, I think, maybe a little more. More than that, 2 years ago. My mother is here with me, actually, off camera, or off mic. Going, no, it's longer than that, Rob. I'm a distractible boy, so I forget this. But when he passed away, I inherited a lot of his musical instruments, and this is one of them. It's a lovely old Gibson H4 from 1923 or 24, something right in the Lohr era. I don't think Lloyd Lohr made this or oversaw this necessarily, but
no signature in there.
No signature in there, but the serial number checks out. Oh, excuse me, it's an H1, not an H4. The H4 is a Zoom recording device, and I have the numbers all mixed up.
Definitely a different thing.
Yeah, definitely a different thing. Maybe I'll sing and play a song called One Last Prayer, which is also on the new record. Let me wait, my dear, one more day. Let me linger near. Let me stay. Bar the gate or draw the blind or lock the door that yields, dear. Be kind. Thank you. Let me wait, my dear, one more day.
Flax for you here once again on Out of the Woods. Very nice.
Gotta
love an old mandola.
Absolutely. it's a real mellow tone. It's got a nice even kind of buttery thing going on. And I play more mandolin than mandola. My mandolin is currently on loan to my friend Davey, who is going to be performing on my CD release party tomorrow night. And he has a lovely mandolin as well, but his doesn't have a pickup. So he's getting used to mine because my show is going to have a drummer, which is a new thing. I haven't played really that much with a drummer until very recently, but my music is getting more and more rockin' and slightly more amplified as time goes by, for better or for worse. So I loaned him my mandolin to get used to playing with a volume pedal and a couple of guitar stomp boxes, just to see what works and what doesn't, and if any of it is worth playing with or not. But in the meantime, I brought along something I play less and needs a good excuse to air out and make some pretty sound. And I like that chord. Right, you have three harmonics and then the... That's a nice one. For a while I was doing a chord a day. I was learning a chord a day on some instrument that I play, usually guitar, sometimes mandola, mandolin, sometimes keyboard or piano, and trying to expand the number of flavors in my cookbook, so to speak. And most of them don't materialize, but that one's going to show up somewhere. It could have been the end of this song, but I didn't plan ahead very well. That's okay. Yeah.
So this touring thing is kind of a new thing for you. You sort of getting out of teaching a little bit. Is that what you were doing?
Exactly. There? Exactly. And I hesitate to say getting out of teaching because I'm always going to be a teacher for the rest of my life. I love to teach. There's an old saying that I like a lot, which is to teach is to learn twice. If you can teach something and clearly articulate the idea in such a way that someone understands it and absorbs it, then the process of doing that, you probably enrich your own understanding of it. Or if you ever have a student that's stuck on something, sometimes you have to go back and reanalyze, well, why are they getting stuck on this? It seems so obvious. But maybe it's not obvious, and there's some intermediate step that you've taken for granted. So teaching is a great way that I stay grounded and remind myself of all the stuff that I've assumed and all the bits and pieces that I've acquired without too much trouble, or maybe have forgotten that I had trouble with a while ago. It's a humbling experience. That said, yeah, I just quit teaching at five different elementary schools last year until this June. I was the beginning violin teacher for about 200 kids a week. The same 200 every week, though, so only 200 kids a year.
That's probably for the best. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. It was really fun, and I very strongly believe that music education is a right, that every child really deserves access to this. It's something that's so beneficial to a developing mind. It helps in all kinds of ways that we haven't even begun to number crunch and calculate, like all the different benefits of music lessons. We kind of know them as a society, but we don't actually value them enough because arts education is always on the chopping block. So
right.
that this is sort of I had to choose to give up fighting the good fight in the trenches so that I could go out and share my own music with a much wider, instead of hundreds, I want to reach millions of people. And then maybe a few of them will hear this message and try and make some change in the world and contribute to making sure that every child has access to quality music instruction. So it's a long way of saying I'm not teaching right now, but it's still always in the forefront of my mind. And I guess really even a performance is kind of like teaching. There's some overlap because you have an audience in both situations, and you have to keep their attention. There's nothing better for your live stage presence than teaching a bunch of disinterested elementary schoolers. Their attention span is so short. and so if they're getting bored, you know, let me rephrase that. If you can keep them interested and engaged, then you can certainly do that with a room full of adults when it's time to put on a show. So I think my live shows have gotten better since I was a classroom teacher. But I'm looking forward to just, you know, living out of a suitcase and sleeping on people's couches for a while and sharing my music. So, yeah, should be good.
Very cool. Well, maybe we get you to play another one.
I would love to, and it seems only fair that this distractible boy should switch instruments again.
You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from beautiful central New Hampshire. Rob Flax is here with us, and he's digging out the CD so he can remember what songs he plays.
Let's see here.
Everybody seems to do that.
Yeah, that seems like a good move. I guess I'll do a little song called Hit It Hard. And this song, I'll play kind of... I've started playing a lot of violin sort of plucked as a sort of a strummy guitar thing. I'll pick up the bow halfway through and play the violin like a real violin, but I hope you don't mind if I approximate a mandolin or a guitar on it for a little bit, because it's just fun to do sort of chicken picking or finger style stuff, and I like the way that the violin feels for that. So here's Hit It Hard. Work all day, sleep all night. Wake up in the morning, got to get my money right. Oh, got to get it, got to hit it hard. Work all day, sleep all night. Wake up in the morning, got to get my money right. Oh, got to get it, got to hit it hard. Well, better get it, better hit it, better get it, better hit it hard. Until you're so tired that you say, oh my Lord. Work all day, sleep all night. Wake up in the morning, got to get my money right. Oh, got to get it, got to hit it hard. All right, come on, fiddle now. Another way, oh, for you to get it, if you hit it hard. Work all night, sleep all day, you can do that too. It's another way for you to get it, if you hit it hard. Well, you better get it, better hit it, better get it, better hit it hard. Until you're so tired that you say, oh my Lord. Work all night, sleep all day, yeah, you can do that too. It's another way for you to get it, if you hit it hard. All right, fiddle, tell them again something. Thank you.
Sometimes one, sometimes two. Sometimes it takes 3 months for me to get to you. But oh, I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna hit it hard. Sometimes one, sometimes two. Sometimes it takes 3 months to get to you. But girl, I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna hit it hard. Ooh, baby, you better get it, better get it, better get it, better hit it hard. Until you're so tired that you say, oh my Lord. Sometimes one, sometimes two. Sometimes it takes 3 months for me to get to you. But ooh, I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna hit it hard. I'm gonna hit it. But first I've got to get it hard. I'm gonna get it. Ooh, I've got to hit it hard.
All right, Rob Flax once again for you here on Out of the Woods. Very nice. And that's on the new CD, folks.
That's right.
Go get it. It's that's called right. Distractible Boy.
That's me. What are we talking about? Get some water here.
Very good. I like that one.
Thank you. It's sort of... I like a lot of jazz and swing and stuff, and so there's a lot of that that sort of permeates my playing. There's definitely a lot of bluegrass and blues and roots stuff, but it's all a mishmash of different styles, and that one feels like the closest to a Tim O'Brien song, maybe. I really love Tim O'Brien's stuff.
And I could hear that.
I think he probably would write it better than me, but let's throw a shout out to Tim O'Brien and say, if he ever hears this, I want to thank him for being who he is and doing what he does, because he's a huge inspiration to me.
Yeah, you probably have a lot in common. He's another boundless energy sort of person, and he's everywhere all the time.
Right, and he can perform solo. A whole show, and it's captivating, and he's a multi-instrumentalist, and he writes beautifully, and he sings beautifully, and he plays well on all the instruments that he plays. He's a true Renaissance man. And many of my heroes are, sorry for all the water bottle noises, many of my heroes are those sorts of multi-instrumentalist, multifaceted people. I'm a huge fan of Stevie Wonder. I'm a huge fan of Sir Paul McCartney. I'm a huge fan of John Hartford. All of these amazing, amazing multi-instrumentalists. Mark O'Connor was a big hero of mine growing as I sort of figured out that jazz violin wasn't the only way to play the fiddle. You know, he was my gateway drug into the fiddle world. I grew up just outside of Chicago, and I really wanted to play straight-ahead jazz, like bebop, you know, Stuff Smith kind of really swingy. That type of thing. You know, that sort of like just really nasty, dirty groove kind of thing. And for a while, I remember listening to Mark O'Connor's fiddle playing, and he would have all this really beautiful, clean technique, and then occasionally he'd throw in a big slide, you know, to be like... So, you know, almost Grappelli or something. That was a good, like, that sort of, I don't know, those types of licks. And I remember listening to them and thinking, gosh, he'd be such a great jazz violinist if only he'd get that fiddle crap out of there. Can I say crap on the radio?
Sure.
Okay, great. I've done it twice now.
That one's okay.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I'll try and keep it clean. Or just to double entendre or worse. you know, it was sort of a connective jump then to go, man, maybe I should check out more of these fiddle players. And I got into, you know, Kenny Baker and Bobby Hicks and Aubrey Haney and Michael Cleveland and the whole canon of bluegrass fiddle players and Jim Van Cleve, and really Andy Carlson was instrumental, no pun intended, in my transition there too. He's a fiddle player who teaches at Denison University in Granville, Ohio, which is where I went to undergrad, and that was a good time. Oh, I'm cooking something here.
That's the coffee pot saying, no more hot coffee for you.
Oh man, cutting me off. That's probably fair. I've had like 8 cups today, something like that.
Uh-oh.
Ish. I've got a, it's a long day ahead. I'll drink another 6 or 7 before the day's out. Yeah.
No, we'll fire that thing back up. Don't worry.
Yeah. Yeah, so a lot of different stuff coming together to make this record and to make these songs. And it's been tricky to decide which instrument to play them on, you know. When I'm solo, usually I'll do a more elaborate setup of a pedal board with a looper so I can play my violin and layer multiple effects, and I'll use some weird electronic stuff. And it doesn't always fit every venue. You know, there's some folk clubs that kind of looked at me a little sideways, like, what are you doing with that stuff? But I try and do it in the service of filling out the band in an organic-ish way, you know. This is a fun treat, though. I was supposed to have a trio up here today that they're coming up. They're actually going to be, we're playing a show tonight in Nashua, New Hampshire, opening up for Missy Raines and the New Hip, which I'm really excited about. But they were driving in from New York City this morning, and the car broke down, so they had to drop their car off at LaGuardia and then get a rental car. And so they were about 3 hours waylaid. So instead of having a lovely upright bass and acoustic guitarist to accompany me on just violin, I'm bouncing back and forth like a distractible boy. So
there you go. It all adds to it.
It all comes together. Yeah.
Well, we should take a quick break and get in the station break. And we'll be right back in just a moment with Rob Flax once again.